So how is Tony?
I feel pretty amazing, actually. Probably I don't look it, but inside I do. Can I just talk a little bit?
Yeah,
can I? I think I said, we said a few days ago that when I came through the gates, that I was going to go under a lot of fire. And I expected to, you know, the big guns were sort of hitting me. But what I didn't expect was that on the outside, my mind was dead. There was nothing happening in my mind. I'd really, really hit blocks. Okay, I couldn't think and I couldn't write. Suddenly I came in here and it's like a turbo. Something like a turbo on my brain. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't stop thinking. And as a consequence of that, I couldn't meditate. I really wasn't getting anywhere. It was frustrating. It was like smashing my head against a wall, you know, whether I was sitting down or standing up or walking, you know. And, of course, my body as well. I mean, I was in agony. I was in pain in my legs, in my back, and the conditions that I had. It just really wasn't working. And I was beginning to feel desperate, hopeless, forlorn. And last night, I thought, I'll use polite language, okay? Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, damn it, you know? I'll play some Mozart, yeah, because I love Mozart. Mm-hmm. And for the last thing I have left, I've given everything away, and for the last thing that I have left in the world is Mozart. And I thought, yeah, the Requiem in D major, yeah. He's like saying goodbye, you know, a Requiem. Mm-hmm. And I remember your teaching. I asked you the question, didn't I? You know, I asked you about music, and you gave me an answer. And I didn't actually, you know, when you said that, I couldn't quite accept that. You know, I really couldn't. Mm-hmm. You know, so I was there, and I got my iPad out, and I got Mozart set up, and I was sat outside, and I just said, you know, why can't I do this? Why? Yeah, this is the most magical musical landscape that ever man ever created. Yeah, and I can't do it. Why? It's ridiculous. It's stupid. Mm-hmm. You know? Why? And then, about 3 minutes later, yeah, I was sitting on the floor, yeah, with Mozart ready. He wasn't playing yet. He was tuning up or whatever. And suddenly, my mind that had been turbocharged, mm-hmm. yeah, that was thinking everything it could possibly think, yeah, just went, shoo! Here, just went, yeah. Didn't feel my body, the pain just like dissolved. Mm-hmm. I was just here, mm-hmm. you know, I was just here. And I've had a problem recently in meditation, in like, normally from the Hindu stuff that I've done, it was from here. Mm-hmm. Not from here. Mm-hmm. It all became one. Mm-hmm. You know, suddenly they merged, it became mm-hmm. one. I was this ball of energy and my whole senses were completely heightened. Mm-hmm. And it was just the most amazing. I use the word buzz, but buzz is such a tacky word. You know, tacky drug word. You know, I got a buzz out of it. No, the word tacky, buzz. Okay. It's like a word you associate with drugs. You know, I got a great buzz out of it. Mm-hmm. You know. And it was just amazing. And there was no need for, you know, it's like Mozart is brilliant, mm-hmm. yeah, but he isn't that good. You know, what I got was so much better. I had no wants and no needs, and I felt completely free. Mm-hmm. It was like a freedom. Mm-hmm. And it was just amazing. Mm-hmm. And before that experience last night, mm-hmm. I really felt that things for me were over. I'll be quite honest with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And after experience last night, maybe just that one, even if it was only that one experience that I had last mm-hmm. night, and I never have it again. Yeah. It feels like, you know, my things are just beginning, mm-hmm. you know? And yeah, from that I feel really optimistic. Yeah. Whereas before I did feel that nothing was really going to happen. You know? Mm-hmm. I think I got a help from somebody. I think a little mm-hmm. help from my friends, because yeah. there was something weird going on. around. And I can, example, after I came, started coming down a few hours later, mm-hmm. I came down and I thought, well, what I'm going to do now, I am going to put Mose on mm-hmm. and see what happens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I put Mose on and he wasn't that good. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, yeah, that what I got before when I wasn't playing Mozart mm-hmm. was actually much better mm-hmm. than normally getting high with Mozart. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then I put Beethoven on the Egmont and halfway through the Egmont, yeah, mm-hmm. the whole jungle just erupted, mm-hmm. yeah, with these sounds. I've been here for a few days and I've never heard these hideous sounds, mm-hmm. and one sound in particular, mm-hmm. which was basically saying, turn it off. Mm-hmm. And actually, fear came in. Okay, I will, you know. And I turned it off, and it was amazing. And I feel really good from that. Just one thing I'm going to say as well, that I was doubting. I was thinking, why is Richard here? Why is Alex here? You know,
and why am I here?
Yeah, why are you as well? Yeah, I was thinking, why? Mm-hmm. Last night I only scratched something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I realized why you were here. Mm-hmm. It was amazing, you know. And I really, really thank whoever was involved in that, because I'm sure it wasn't just me.
So what you experienced was upachara samadhi.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah. From your experience.
Because I don't read books. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. But what exactly happened before you went into that state? What did you do? Was it because you're completely despair?
I wasn't complete despair. I was despairing. I was in the process of being totally despairing.
And what did your mind or what did your chitta do? Was it keeping to the Buddha or was it keeping to what? What kind of thoughts? What came, you know, for us it's interesting, you know,
yeah.
What came before.
Uh-huh. Okay, what came before? I was meditating over here, actually. Mm-hmm. I was over here. Maybe mm-hmm. I shouldn't have been here, I don't know.
No, normally not, yeah.
No. But I was recharging the iPad to play Mozart. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why I was actually charging the iPad. And I stood over here for a while. Mm-hmm. And it just came on while I was inside here. Mm-hmm. And I came back. And then I realized that, you know, I was asking the question, why? Mm-hmm. But I think it was doubt. I think there was a lot of doubt in my mind as to whether this thing's real or not, you know? And I've been doubting for a few days. Maybe I've been doubting all my life. And I really believe I got an answer. Yeah. Only for a couple of hours. I think it was a couple of hours.
Yeah, it's this kind of experience can help, you know, to put some more effort, you know? I mean, what leads you to this kind of experience is just stick with Buddha. And you can have it again.
Well, I want to be permanently in that state.
Yes. Well, and you will see after a while, if you have been often in this state is also not satisfactory.
Well, I know there's other states to go to from that. And that's really what is really excites me.
So, I mean, you use that, you know, you use that state, you know, to climb to the other state. But you have to do then in order, you know, to get rid of it, because when you come out, everything is nearly the same, you know, or at least after a few hours.
Kind of,
yeah.
And
you want to get rid of that. And you want to get rid of that, and that's why we have to use investigation, so that we can permanently be in that state. So, okay, you got your energy, you got your motivation. So now for the moment, I mean, you just stick with the Buddha.
Now, getting to the Buddha thing, I've had some progress with that. Mm-hmm. I still can't do it in a sitting meditation. By the way, the dominant meditation now is sitting meditation, not walking.
Yeah.
But I still can't do it in the sitting position. I can't do it in the standing position. But I'm using it at a certain speed in the walking meditation.
Okay.
So I'm using it only in the walking at its seems a certain speed.
Yeah, but what you're doing in the sitting meditation?
Nothing.
You should do something. I mean, either you take the concentration on the tip of the nose.
I've tried that, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then you do that, you know. I mean, it's not that we can't do it. You know, something is bothering us.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to overcome that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to go back to that state, you know, either use, you know, observation of the breath at the tip of the nose, or Buddha, yeah, or Dhamma or Sangha, you know, whatever you like, yeah. Uh-huh. Or even Om, yeah. I mean, whatever, you know, whatever suits you, whatever you have faith in, you know. If you have faith in the Lord Buddha, then take Buddha, yeah. If you have faith in the Dhamma, the teaching of the Lord Buddha, then take Dhamma. And if you have faith in the, you know, the holy people that are around the world, then take Sangha, yeah. If you want to use Om, you know, it's fine. If you want to use Chitta, it's fine, you know. I mean, whatever helps.
I was using.
Okay. But stick to it. We can only become, you know, there's a deeper state of the samadhi that you experience that is called apana samadhi, or one-pointedness, where everything disappears, the whole world disappears, the whole universe disappears. If you don't stick to one point, we will never be able to get there, because it's also called one-pointedness, or it's called the preview of nibbana, the preview of freedom. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you have to use the reference point. So you have to always go back to that, you know, if it is in the nose, it's fine, yeah? And the knowingness of the breath will lead you to the knowingness of the citta. That's where we actually want to go, the citta. Yeah. The driver of the car, yeah? That's where we want to go. And the knowingness of the breath at the tip of the nose will lead you to the knowingness that comes actually from the citta, yeah? I mean, we just follow the tracks of the ox. See? That's why we need one point. We need to know, you know, when the citta goes out, you know, and then we'll pull it back, you know, okay, here. Hmm? Or pull it back to the Buddha or Dhamma or Sangha or whatever you use. Eh? But we need one point. Yeah? Whenever we are not at this point, we know, okay, the citta has gone out, let's go back to that point. Hmm? That is going to produce the result of samadhi, of upachara samadhi, or then deep samadhi.
As you can see.
And if you don't, you know, if you do it, you know, the whole day long, you know, I mean, once in a while, you can do a full reflection about your life and see the dukkha in your life. Why did you do all the things that you did? Why? What was the motivation to do things? Look at that. How was it, you know, when you went to school? Yeah? Was it fun? Maybe the English schools are a little bit more fun, you know, than the German schools. They're a little bit more freer than... But I doubt that it is fun. All the hassle with your other mates, you know, and things like that. Look at puberty, you know, look at all these things. What you've gone through. We want to revive that dukkha, you know. We want to actually, you know, see the first noble truth of the Lord Buddha. The first noble truth of dukkha. How much dukkha did we have? I mean, why did you take drugs? Because of dukkha. Why did you take this? You know, because of dukkha. Why did you do that? Because of dukkha. Why did you travel around the whole world? You know, because of dukkha. But wherever you went, you know, there were dukkha was following you. I mean, you have to leave your backpack behind, then dukkha is not going to follow you. But you cling to your backpack. Wherever you go, you know, you put your backpack with, you know, I mean, you sleep with your backpack, you know, you go with your backpack, you never let it go. Because you think your backpack is full of gold. Yeah? When you open it up, you see it's full of shit. Why do you carry that around? Yeah? And the backpack is nothing than the ego, you know, what we think we are. Yeah? And that never leads to satisfaction. In that state that you described, there was no ego, there was no intention, there was nothing. You know, there was just happiness or contentment. Yeah? And you didn't want anything. Yeah. So, I mean, The moment we come out of this state, you know, there's the ego says, I want this, I want that, you know, let me try this, let me try that, why should I do this, why shouldn't I do that, yeah, things like that. This little voice that is in your ear, yeah, tells you all the things that you need to do, but that was gone in the time. So, I mean, you were happy. So get the oppressor, you know, chuck him out. This oppressor.
That's what I'm here to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting out.
Yeah, getting out. And the first thing is, you know, to get into samadhi. The second thing is doing reflection. First, you know, general reflection about the youth, you know, and then going later on. And now you can also think about death. It's a nice reflection. Everybody's going to die. You probably have friends that died already, or, you know, relatives that died. Yeah. So, where are they? Yeah. And then we can start with the body investigation. But first of all, you have to get your mind calm. You have to be able to stick. But that, you know, I mean, probably was given you by some friends, you know, with the help of some friends, you know, I mean, you got there. But there was something that certainly, you know, that made you up to this point. Maybe it was the despair. I mean, it happens to some people if they're completely despaired. They enter that state of oneness, yeah? Where they just disappear. And they don't know how they got there. Yeah? I met quite a few people, you know, I mean, they were completely despaired, you know. And then that moment, you know, I mean, because of their despair, they could enter that moment of oneness. Yeah? And then, of course, after that moment, they wanted to know how to get back. Yeah. Well, that was wonderful. How do I get back?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then they don't want to do the work anymore. You know, that leads to that because it's tough work.
Well, then the Kalisha comes in.
Yeah, I want this. I want this. You know, that doesn't. Huh? Yeah. And that doesn't work. You know, wanting it doesn't work. You're not doing the work. You know, digging your hole. You know, I mean, that will lead to a hole. Yeah. Everything else, you know, won't. You know, if you look for it, where is the hole? You know, I mean, there is no hole because you didn't dig it. Huh? You understand that? You have to dig that hole, you know, and then as a byproduct, there is the hole. Huh? If you always dig at different places, you know, there no hole appears. Huh? And the longer you dig, the deeper the hole is, yeah? And the deeper, you know, the state of rest. Huh? And the more energy when you come out. And you felt some energy when you came out. You were completely clear.
How do you dig the hole?
Buddha, 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 Buddha.
What if you can't concentrate?
What? I can't walk. I can't walk. What am I doing? Well, what are you doing when you can't walk as a baby?
Well, you're lying down.
You're lying down and you tell the world, you know, to look after you because you are too lazy to walk.
Yeah, you cry.
Yeah, you cry, yeah. You know, and then, you know, your mother will see, you know, you're crying, you know, and after a while, you know, she just lets you cry, you know, and then you lie there and you can't do anything. Huh? I mean, you learn how to walk, you know. There's no way, you know, that people don't learn how to walk, yeah. The same thing that I learn how to talk. How difficult was it? How long did it take you? Huh? Quite a few years, yeah? Then you learned how to think, yeah? Did you give up?
No.
I can't concentrate. I can't do that, yeah? I mean, have you ever seen a child, you know, who starts learning to walk, you know, say, no, mommy, I can't do that. Okay, baby, you know, just rest, you know, rest for the rest of your life. Just grow up in your bed, you know. Huh? Is that what you want?
No, but no, I can't concentrate. I used to, but not anymore.
Yeah, so? If you used to be able to do that, you know, I mean, you will be able to do it in the future.
How long is the future?
It depends on your effort. Huh? I mean, if you put in effort today, I mean, within 3 days, you can concentrate. If you don't, you know, if you do it half-heartedly, you know, you get half-hearted results. Huh? If you do it once in a while, I mean, you know, I mean, you have to wait years.
But sitting and doing it makes it worse.
It doesn't make it worse, you know. I mean, all what you see is your mind. Huh? Huh? I mean, you see your mind that is completely restless, huh? And you don't want to have this pain. That's why you want to go somewhere else. And that's not the solution. I mean, to face the problem that is ahead of us, you know, that's the solution. Okay, there's restlessness. It's not me. There's pain. That's not me. Huh? Who can see the pain? Huh? Who tells you you can't concentrate? Have you ever questioned that voice in your head?
Many times.
Huh? So, and what, yeah, but you still believe it. Because you tell me you can't concentrate. Of course you can concentrate. You can do whatever you want to do. Doesn't mean, you know, I mean, it is perfect. I mean, you will see, you concentrate on the Buddha, you know, and then the mind goes off, and you bring it back to the Buddha, yeah? And the mind goes off, then you bring it back to the Buddha, and the mind goes off, and you bring it back, and you bring it back, huh? I mean, that's how we learn how to concentrate. But of course it's boring, you know?
It's not boring. I can't do it.
You can't do it, you know, then get a shovel and dig your own grave, you know, and, yeah. What shall I say? You know, I can't do it. You know, I mean, okay, go and dig your grave.
I was digging mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, I was. You know? Hmm? Yeah, seriously, I'm not bullying you, man. I really was digging my grave. Yeah.
The moment you say you can't, you can't. The moment you say I can, then you can try. Hmm? Can't you say Buddha? Yeah, of course you can say Buddha. If you want to. If you don't like Buddha, you know, take Dhammo. Or take Anapanasati. Observing the breath at the tip of the nose. Yeah? But that you can't do. That you can't do. You know? You want to have a magic formula? Buddha. That's a magic formula we have. I mean, you came all the way from England, you know, I mean, and then you say you can't. You could come from England, you know, I mean, it, yeah. Can you? You could come from England, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, how can you not do the Buddha? You can do everything else in the Buddha, huh?
That's what I'm here to find out.
Yeah. Just do Buddha.
Buddha.
Buddha. Buddha. See, you can do it. See?
Huh? But not by myself.
Doesn't matter. You can try it. I mean, the you know, I mean, our Western languages are pretty rigid, you know? So, I mean, can, you know, means we think of it, you know, we have to do it 100%, you know? Try it, yeah? Buddha. Okay, it's gone. Buddha. 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 Huh? You don't want to think, yeah? Because that thinking, you know, makes it so difficult, you know? That thinking, you know, in your head tells you, I can't do it. Huh? So tell the voice in your head, you know, if I can't do it, I go to hell. Because that's where you end up in the end. Huh? Do you want to end up in hell? Not necessarily, yeah. So then get the hell out of here. It's the only thing you have to do, you know. I mean, there's nobody who can do it for you. Only you can do it. I mean, if the Lord Buddha could relieve people from dukkha, you know, I mean, he would have done it. But he said, I mean, I can't do that. I mean, I've worked very hard, you know. I mean, he fainted 3 times because of pain. Oh, because he was not willing to give in to this voice. Let's say, I can't. He was not willing. Huh? So, I mean, he was willing, you know, to faint, you know, but not to give in to that voice. that says, I can't. I mean, I can't, you know. It's a very easy word, you know. Nowadays, in the new generation of people, you know, I can't do that. Translates as?
As.
I don't want to. So, if you want, you can. If you don't want, you can't. Very easy. Do you want it? That is the primary question. Do you really want, you know, to get out of the misery you are in?
Yeah.
So, okay, then take Buddha. Take Buddha as your mainstay, or Dhamma or Sangha, you know, or the path. Don't be indecisive. Be decisive. There's no use, you know. I mean, it gets worse and worse and worse, and you've seen that. The last months, the last years, you know, it just gets downhill, 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 you know, until, you know, you drop into that, what is called hell, or dukkha. So our path, the path of deliverance is, you know, the stony path, the way up, And of course, the way up, you know, within all the seed, you know, I mean, it is quite. So people choose the easy way, the highway, you know, with a comfortable, you know, cars, you know, with air conditioning. And when you look, you know, where the highway ends, there's a big red fire, huge. It's called hell. But the one, you know, who don't want this comfort, you know, the comfort of the world, and make their way out, go the stony path, you know, up to the hill, you know, go to freedom. That's where they actually, when they climb up the mountain, that's where they actually see where all these people end up. Because they have a wider view. They have a farther view. I mean, it all depends on you. I cannot give you this energy. I cannot give you the the confidence. But all what I can say is, if you want it, you can. All what you have to do now is to try. And the more effort you put in, the more you get out. Don't say I can't. I can't accept that. If you can't, you have to go. You understand that? I mean, you did Goenka, you know, how did you last?
10 days.
Yeah, 10 days, yeah? Okay. You don't have to think you have to stay here for a minute. Just think about the next 10 days. You can do it the next 10 days. Just Buddha, 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 Buddha. Moment you wake up, Buddha, you know, until you fall asleep, Buddha, Buddha, Buddha. And then in 10 days we see. If you like it or not, if there's something has changed, If you start, you know, if you start off, you know, I have to do that for the rest of my life, I mean, you give in.
That sounds like hell.
It's sort of very difficult. I mean, practice is not easy. That's why people choose the easy way out, you know, going into the fire of the senses. But all what you get is burnt. Look at your mate, you know, who go to Thailand, you know, go to the sea, you know, and drag themselves into the sun until it's so hot they can't bear the heat anymore, then they jump into the cool water. And then they go out, you know, and drag themselves, you know, to be burned up again. And then they jump in the cold water. And in the evening say, that was fun. Where's the fun? I mean, that's why in German we say, you know, you run with your head against the wall, you know, because it's so nice when the pain fades. It's the same. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know where it's coming from, but you know, have you looked it up?
That's good answer.
Probably hasn't. But that's exactly what the people are doing. They jump into the fire of senses, you know, then they need to cool off. Because of the excitement, But Yeah. Fire just makes you hot. Yeah. The sun, you know, if you're out in the sun, it makes you just hot. Yeah. Uncomfortable. Yeah. So if you don't have the ocean, or if you don't have a cold bucket of water with you, you better not jump into this fire. Yeah. And that's what we do with all our senses. Yeah. So I mean, rely, you know, rely on the Buddha. Yeah. I mean, that should be your mainstay. Or be it the Anapanasati, or be it the Dhamma or Sangha. You know, to take one thing and stick to it. Put yourself a rope around your neck, you know, and tie it fast to Buddha. Yeah? So whenever you want to go, you feel the pain. Huh? Okay?